KXW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning, I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature have a deal on shared revenue bill and the state budget. Civic Media's Pete Schwabe reports.
Evers and the Republicans have been hammering out a deal since Monday. It would put the fate of proposed sales tax increases in the hands of the Milwaukee City Council and the Milwaukee County Board, instead of putting it to a referendum. It's part of a bill that would increase state support to local communities by 20% statewide. It also includes more than $1 billion for public education and $30 million in mental health services in schools. Those are things Evers wanted. In exchange, the Democratic governor is agreeing to support getting rid of the personal property tax and to an increase in money for school choice vouchers. Those have been Republican priorities for years. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
In a statement, Governor Evers calls the deal transformative for communities and the state and a significant milestone for bipartisanship. Speaker Voss described the process as a give and take.
I think there is some heartburn in our caucus about getting rid of the referendum, but I think at the end of the day, when you balance the entire deal with the historic investment in school choice, making sure that we don't have any kind of DEI being funded around the state, I think there are enough conservative wins that while I would have preferred the referendum to be in there, I think it's a reasonable trade-off, and I think we'll end up getting the votes.
A former candidate for governor and a prominent political organizer are going to court in Waukesha over disputes of unpaid bills. Terry Bell reports.
Last month, Bob Dinal, the publisher of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest, brought a complaint to the Wisconsin Elections Commission alleging former Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Tim Michaels verbally agreed to pay Dinal $100,000 for organizing political events he hosted. 3 weeks later, Michaels sued Dinal in Waukesha County Court. Michaels' lawyer says the campaign never hired Dinal. Gary Bell, Civic Media News.
During his weekly radio address this week, Governor Evers stated why he believes it's important to raise the pride flag over the Wisconsin Capitol during the month of June.
For all those who've only ever wanted to be and belong, who've had to find their own family, and who've never known home, you belong here, you are family here, and you are welcome home here. You have my word that I'll always stand with you, including our trans and gender nonconforming kids, and we'll fight to protect LGBTQ Wisconsinites with every tool and every power I have. Happy Pride, Wisconsin. Thank you.
The 51st Summer Games of the Special Olympics Wisconsin kicked off with the opening ceremonies in Whitewater last night, and that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
More affordable housing is on the way for Green Bay. The Green Bay Housing Authority gave the go-ahead for a $50 million project using low-income and historic tax credits. The Mason Manor Apartments on West Mason Street will be the initial focus of the renovations. Construction on the 8-story structure will begin this fall. Yesterday, a mail carrier delivered a little more than usual. DePere native Stephanie Donahue didn't realize she had misplaced her wallet, which contained hundreds of dollars in cash. After a day of panic, it showed up mysteriously, delivered by a postal worker, all cash accounted for. Donahue is planning on offering a reward to the Good Samaritan. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism says tourist spending broke records in Door County in 2022. Door County experienced a 10% increase in spending by travelers over 2021. Destination Door County President Julie Gilbert says she is pleased that tourism supports more than 3,300 jobs in Door County.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a big win over Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a dominating 10-2 victory over the Orioles last night at American Family Field. Willie Adames got things started in the bottom of the first. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
And he sends Allen to field. He's watching this one fly. And Adames, welcome back to the lineup. A solo home run in the first inning.
It was Willie's first game back after being hit in the temple by a hard foul ball while in the dugout May 26th.
Sometimes, you know, this game will hit you, you know, I mean, after I got hit like that, you know. I felt like that was like my first game this season. You know, like I was so full of energy. You know, I was just having so much fun, and I think everybody was having fun.
Joey Weimer with two home runs and all 16 hits for the Crew. Craig Counsell joked after the win.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. We went and I went and hit everybody in the face with a baseball after that. And
Corbin Burnes was brilliant on the mound. 8 scoreless innings on 96 pitches, striking out 9. I asked him, what was the key?
Just getting ahead in the count, attacking with a cutter. Curveball and changeup was kind of hit and miss all night. So had those been on point, that would have been even more fun.
So the Brewers go for the sweep this afternoon. A 1-10 start. Kyle Bradish against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. And there's doubleheaders scheduled today in New York and Philadelphia after the Yankees and the Phillies had to call off their games due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. NFL, the Packers wrapping up OTAs this week. Next week is the mandatory minicamp. In the NBA Finals, the Nuggets with a 109-94 win in Miami last night to go up 2-1. And the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin, got to meet some of his new players, including Marjan Beauchamp, who says he's now off to see Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm actually taking off to Greece tomorrow, so I'm supposed to meet him.
Over in Greece?
Yep.
What are you guys going to do while you're over there?
Train to go, and we're going to get ready for next season.
That's the Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Brother,
good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know I'm doing well. It's Friday and the sun's shining. How are you, Earl?
What day is it?
It's Friday.
I didn't know it was Friday. You know, I'm just kind of... you know, moving around, man, floating. It's Friday. Oh, great. That means Sandy Weems is going to be on the docket. And, you know, he'll be calling in a little bit later. But we've got a lot to talk about, man. You know, Calvin, you've never heard of Pat Robinson, have you?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. So Pat Robinson, Robertson, died several days ago at the ripe old age of 93. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And I remember watching Pat Robinson and the 700 Club on television. I spent a lot of time watching Pat Robinson and the 700 Club and never really knew the impact of it, never really knew who Pat Robinson basically was from the perspective of the power that he wielded. The 700 Club was early on when, you know, cable started to come into vogue. And it was Pat Robinson who kind of created evangelical Christianity. You know, I was watching all of this stuff as a relatively young man. And, you know, being a Christian, you know, just watching this and enjoying the entertainment. Not so much the entertainment from the perspective of, you know, the singing and those kinds of things, but the conversations that were being had. And you know, I never really, because I myself had not matured enough to understand exactly who and what he was and what they were doing. And now that Pat Robinson is gone at 93, you know, he was still active. He was still moving around. He was still doing the show up until the time, you know, the evil consequences of time claimed him. But you got to understand who this man was. And he is the main orchestrator of evangelical Christianity, pushing the Republican Party into the pro-life movement, the Family Party, and all of those different coalitions. They basically came through Pat Robinson, Robertson. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Pat Robertson, do you remember him? And what are your thoughts? You know, he had tens of millions. He united tens of millions of evangelical Christians. This man had broad impact. And now, many decades later, you realize just how much he and his footprint is on evangelical Christianity. Now, you know, he ran for the presidency in 1988 and got about 9-10%. But this man almost single-handedly changed and brought politics into religion and religion into politics. Prior to that, it wasn't happening. And even if it was done under the cloak of darkness. Pat Robinson made all of that possible. As a young person, I remember constantly hearing about the separation of church and state. And as a young man, that existed. They kept those things separate. The founding fathers and the people who came after them knew the slippery slope that this would lead to. And we're living it right now. We're living that slippery slope where religion and our government has kind of joined forces. It hasn't been a good thing. As a matter of fact, I think it's undermined both things. I think it's undermined religion, and I think it's certainly undermined our government. The two should have never been brought together. Pat Robinson brought it together. And now, you know, many of us are living the outcome of that. And it hasn't been a good thing. 844-967-2789. You know, all of this wokeness and the wars that people are talking about right now, you know, whether you should have this or whether you should do that or whether somebody, all of those things have come because somebody thought it was okay to bring their religious beliefs into our government, which includes all religions. And yet one particular religion has been able to kind of control what happens in this government. That's the main reason that the founding fathers did not want that. And now, you know, the horse is out of the barn. And now I don't see any turning back. And so those who have their religious persuasions somehow think that, you know, their religious beliefs are the way we all should go and that we should be governed by their individual religious beliefs. And we wind up in this web that we're in right now where people are talking about the Bible says. Well, the Bible says, well, the Bible says, what does that have to do at all with our government? What does it have to do with that? And Pat Robinson was a guy who clearly had a lot to do with that. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey,
you, you're a bit too young. You're a bit too young for Pat Robinson, but I'm sure you know who he was.
Oh, I know him too well. Wish never knew him. Would have known him. First, we the people ultimately are the government collectively, especially once we get money out of politics. So, you know, that's number one. Number two, well, here's the part I don't get, Earl. One, you have a book. It's called The Bible. One part of the book is really the first Old Testament. Is all
the Torah. It's, well, the Old Testament is the Torah. That's the Jewish book.
Exactly. But the New Testament was when Jesus came along, and that's when everything changed in terms of being a peacenik and loving everyone and turning the other cheek and all these different things. So when, I don't think these people should be called Christians. Maybe they should be called Biblicans is what they should be called. Or, you know, if you want to say Torians or whatever, I don't know what it is. But the book is contradictory in the first place. Second, I do not understand how human beings cannot look, you know, you want to talk about religion. The first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Okay, Pat Robertson is about as strange God as you can get. Donald Trump is about as strange of a God as you can get. If you are putting so much emphasis on the person, you're going to tell me that you are not putting more faith in a man that is walking the earth today than in God? Because if you have a personal relationship with God, that's with you and God. Whatever you want to do in your life, gave you free will, do with it what you want. He gave us a gift. It was to do with it what you want to do with it. It's called free will.
So Tom, my issue with it is that it was not supposed to be interchangeable with our government.
Oh, 100%. That was the whole idea.
Yes.
And it was honestly for the it was for the salvation of both church and state to keep it separate. It wasn't just to make it so, oh, stay out of the religion, stay out of it. It was also to preserve religion, because we can see what's happened now. People are walking away from the church. People are turned off by the church. They didn't want it where it was the same. The founders knew that, and most of the founders were deists. They were not even Christians. You know, so let's get that straight. And all these people say, oh, we're a Christian nation. BS, that's why we escaped England. We wanted freedom from religion. That was the whole point of the coming to America. So these people, I don't know where they get all this stuff from. I really don't, except for they would have followed Jim Jones off the ledge.
Well,
they followed Pat Robertson
again,
off the ledge.
Again, Tom, I just, you know, Pat Robinson had to say a few words about him because he was one of the main orchestrators of evangelical Christianity, and he's now gone. Thank you very much for the call. When we come back, none other than our good friend Sandy Williams, my co-host, is going to be joining us after the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Right.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tonight, 55. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. A blend of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday. Storms possible both days. Once again, high of 79 today. Lows level off around 55 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Hey, good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm down here in Sarasota, Florida, where it's quite warm. Is it warm up there?
It's perfect, man.
Oh,
it was, so what's quite warm?
Well, you know, I probably will be exaggerating, but each day it doesn't get quite to 90, but right below 90, it's very humid, so it's kind of walk, slow, warm. I'd call it that. That's how warm it is.
Walk, slow, warm.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let me ask you, before we went to break, Sandy, you remember Pat Robertson?
Yeah, Pat Robertson, yep.
Yeah, Pat Robertson passed recently, and Sandy, as a young man, I remember watching the 700 Club. I don't know if you ever watched the 700 Club. There wasn't a whole lot to watch.
I watched it inadvertently at most, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Changing
channels if I hesitated.
Yeah, and so as a young man, you know, practicing the Christian religion, I watched it, and I didn't realize, but he had a very strong following in evangelical Christianity, was kind of developed during his time.
Oh, yeah. You know, there were a couple of televangelists, and they were both very popular and very wealthy. I'm not sure that Pat Robertson got all the money that some of them did, but you know, it was phone in with questions and
yes,
mail in your money kind of religion.
A very influential guy was Pat Robertson, and so influential that I remember when he ran for president of the United States, he certainly was able to command the attention of any Republican that was running for president or was president of the United States. Is it safe to say that?
Well, yeah. He was parallel to the development of Rex Reed. Remember, Rex,
yes.
Rex Reed was the organizational head of the Christian right, and Pat Robertson became sort of a political figurehead. He was a little probably, I don't know if he had command over the same kind of range of the right that Rex Reed's organizations did. But Rex Reed was a real power broker, and he was the beginning of the marriage of the right and religion.
And as I was saying, Sandy, before you came on board, before those guys, they kind of kept religion and the government separate, right? I mean, it was, if it was going on, we didn't know about it, but this brought it all to light.
Yeah, I think that religion has always been something that people running for president would assert they were interested in, and would typically announce what church they went to. But it wasn't a fundamental litmus, and I think everyone understood exactly at what level of importance it was. And then the evangelical movement, and Jimmy Carter was sort of an early, you know, he was an evangelical Christian. And he, however, was not, he was probably elected in spite of that status instead of because of that status.
Yeah, I think Sandy, you're absolutely correct. But you know, I just thought that to just pass by the fact that Pat Robinson had passed on without having a couple snippets about who he was and the impact that he had, and he kind of steered the Republican Party at that point in time into that kind of way of looking at things from the perspective of the Christian doctrine, and so what we see today, I think, came out of that. But anyway, I digress. How did you guys do, man? Before we go to break, how did you guys do down in Crewe in Florida?
Well, I'll tell you what, the young women from the club did very well, and they're in the. They're in the potential championship finals. The boys did well. They did very well to get here, but they didn't do as well as they'd hoped in terms of not getting into the championship round. But you understand that, you know, there are 25 boats here, and there were hundreds of boats from the country competing to get here. So, you know, it's a big deal to just be here and be competing.
Well, you know, Sandy, kudos to you. And those of you who continue to support young people, and we talk about this all the time, the importance of athletics and the impact that it has. But to be able to travel and do those kind of things and get a little taste of what it's like, maybe many of these young men will go on to college and do Crewe. And so that's probably the impact of it, right?
Oh, yeah. The young women, I think almost all of the young women here are going on to college to row. And the thing is that it reflects just a huge amount of work on their part. And I think that in today's world, you know, it used to be that those of us who tried to be athletes would do, you know, four sports each season. And now kids basically specialize and do something year round. So it's a huge commitment.
Yeah. All right, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. When we come back, we're going to ask Sandy his thoughts on a whole array of things, especially Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts.
A 7-count federal indictment. That's what former President Trump is facing for his alleged handling of classified documents after leaving office. Apparently in the indictment, conspiracy and obstruction of the government's efforts to retrieve the documents, and at least one charge related to the Espionage Act.
Which is ludicrous under the facts of this case, and I can certainly explain it. And several obstruction-based type charges, and then false statement charges, which are actually, again, kind of a crazy stretch just from the facts as we know it.
Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN last night. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump is denying wrongdoing and proclaiming his innocence. But ABC's chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says Trump may not be able to explain the charges away.
This is about obstructing the investigation on purpose, right? The intentionality is going to be critical here.
Trump is expected to surrender to federal authorities on Tuesday. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Fentanyl deaths are on the rise in Winnebago County. The sheriff's office said what makes the highly potent drugs so dangerous are counterfeit pills. Fentanyl can not only be disguised using different shapes and colors, it can easily be made to look like other less potent drugs, such as OxyContin, Vicodin, or Percocet. According to Jeremiah Winsher, project director of the Lake Winnebago Area Metropolitan Enforcement Group's drug unit, fentanyl is 100 times more potent than morphine. Authorities issued an emergency public service announcement hoping to get the word out about counterfeit pills. The Lake Winnebago Area Drug Unit has seized almost 300% more fentanyl than over the same six-month period last year. It's good news for the new zoo in Suamico. A recent report by Time Out magazine ranks the local zoo 25th overall in the United States. Ichwaba, Civic Media News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO.
608-949-8989.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy. Oh, what a wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive. So Donald Trump has been indicted. And Sandy, you know, this is not a surprise, right? I mean, he was indicted. He's been indicted, and he's indicted again. But this time, what's the difference between...
Well, I mean, this one, I think this is a nightmare. I think this is a nightmare for America, not because we shouldn't be doing it. I think that, that the rule of law requires that it be applied to everyone, including ex-presidents. But what this really means is that someone like Donald Trump, who is willing to not only violate all the norms of society, but to thumb his nose at laws and to operate in such a unilaterally personal fashion, puts the country between a rock and a hard spot. He's violated laws. I have no doubt that the special prosecutor here was exceedingly conservative about deciding whether to ask for an indictment from the grand jury. And of course, the grand jury, as a jury of peers, had to agree with the prosecutor that, that an indictment should be issued. And I'm sure this isn't for petty kinds of stuff. There's a conspiracy act, there's an espionage act allegation in this. I'm confident that this isn't just benign behavior, but the fact is that indicting the president makes us look like a banana republic, right? Indicting an ex-president.
Sandy,
so it's a nightmare.
What choice did they have?
Well, I don't think there is a choice. I think the rule of law requires that it be applied against everyone. But what it really proves is that when you have someone who's willing to thumb his nose or thumb, their nose at norms and laws, when they get into a position of power, puts at peril our whole system, because the system isn't premised on holding people, holding leaders' feet to the fire based on criminal laws. And, that's the stuff that happens in very unstable political situations.
You know, Sandy, one of the charges is espionage. And I remember as a young guy watching, I Spy and all these spy things, and they would talk about espionage. I didn't know what that meant and really didn't know what it was until I started preparing for the show this morning and finding out what espionage is and why it's so important that, if people have done anything in opposition to the Espionage Act, that this is serious business, right?
Well, when I was a very young man, the United States not only prosecuted but executed the Rosenbergs for the espionage they committed of selling nuclear secrets. And so espionage, again, espionage is a little bit like sedition. A government that's an evil, oppressive government can describe espionage as almost anything, right? So, but in the United States, historically, espionage has been used to prosecute people who commit direct crimes against the interests of the United States, and it usually has been only premised on situations that involve the security of the United States. So, like this fella Hansen, who was prosecuted and incarcerated, who just died last week, in fact, for selling an immense amount of information to the Russians, or then the Soviet Union, that involved our whole spy network. So, to the extent that spies are critical to the operation of a country, he attacked it very centrally. And so, none of us could describe an espionage prosecution that hasn't involved some very fundamentally important things.
So what is the Espionage Act? The Espionage Act of 1917, enacted just after the beginning of World War I, makes it illegal to obtain information, capture photographs, or copy descriptions of any information relating to the national defense with the intent for that information to be used against the United States or for the gain of any foreign nation. Is the Espionage Act still in effect? Many significant chunks of the Espionage Act of 1917 remain in effect and can be used in the court of law. In its modern iteration, the act has been used to prosecute spies and leakers of classified information. In headlines relating to the Trump Mar-a-Lago search, the section of the Espionage Act, which itself is a statute, 18 U.S. Code, Chapter 37, is 793. The concerns enumerated in 18 U.S.C. 793 are gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. So, Sandy, if you just forget all of the letters and all the other things and listen to these words, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, that's serious business, right?
Well, I think so. And I don't think they would assert an Espionage Act violation if it wasn't, in fact, a serious and clear-cut violation of it. I mean, I would hope and I would believe that the special prosecutor understands the rock and the hard spot that, you know, that the U.S. political system is in with respect to prosecuting an ex-president, and would make sure that the prosecution could not be described by anyone with any conviction, at least, as being trivial. So my guess is that all of these allegations will not be trivial technical violations, but will be actual violations of the law that matter, right? That's not a parking ticket. It's going to be more than a parking ticket.
You know, Sandy, so what we hear from the other side of this is witch hunt. Listen to Donald Trump, witch hunt. They want to impact and affect the 2024 elections, as if that's what's at the root of all of this, that somebody is worried about him winning the election. And so, so they are coming after me for that. And yet there are people who believe that willfully the United States government, to his credit, Merrick Garland stepped back out of this because he didn't want it to even appear as if that is what's going on. I've listened to people say, well, they're doing this because they don't want to deal with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And so instead of doing, Sandy, this is really much more than that. Is it safe to say that?
Well, and there's an ongoing special prosecutor associated with that situation too. So this one took over a year to carry out. And so it's being done deliberately. My assumption is that the same is true with respect to the Biden thing. And for all we know, that will come to fruition in some fashion before the election as well. This is the rock and a hard spot I'm talking about. You know, a political figure like Trump is able to stand up and beat his breast and declare martyrdom politically and to suggest it's a witch hunt. But, you know, and the problem with us in terms of being able to talk about it now is that neither the those who want to defend him nor those who want to attack him know anything about the actual facts at this point. And I think the problem in a trial is going to be that a number of these facts are going to have to remain secret. So I would guess that discussions in court about these top secret documents will be done in camera, meaning out of the public eye and out of the eye of the press, because they're secret. And so this just further creates the fact that someone like Donald Trump, who's willing to flaunt norms and flaunt laws, puts our country in a very difficult position. And I wish those who are wanting to defend him would at least step back far enough to realize that that's what's happening right now, and that they're defending him maybe out of their own sense of righteousness, but it's an attack on the country.
But Sandy, for someone who says, well, this is the same, Joe Biden had documents, Mike Pence had documents, the more I've read about this, Trump had these things for a year and a half, and they told him, return them.
Yeah, part of the allegations here, I'm quite sure, will involve the fact that Trump willfully obstructed returning them, willfully hid them even from his own lawyer,
right,
so that the lawyer would go to court, would go to the government and say, I've seen all the documents, you've got them all, when his client was withholding from him the opportunity to understand that there were these other documents. So he was willfully secreting these documents. That's different, apparently, than what was going on with respect to
Pence and Biden. Yeah,
Pence. Yeah, I think Pence would argue that there was inadvertent. I think with Biden might well reflect the same. Now, was it inadvertent? There was a violation of the law when the documents themselves went out the door to be taken home to look at or whatever it was. But I would guess that a norm in government is that people put them in their briefcase, go home and study them and bring them back, kind of a thing. But you know, that kind of thing could happen. Violation of the law, yes. Risking getting into the wrong hands, yes. But does it go on? Probably.
Yeah, but Sandy, he had them for a year and a half, right? I mean, yeah.
Well, the difference is that, perception-wise at least, the difference is that Pence and Biden seem to have immediately said, oh, my God, there are documents there? Well, you can have them.
Yes.
You know, and cooperated with accumulating them and giving them back, whereas in this other case, it was just the opposite.
You know, Sandy, the other part of it is nobody knows it, you know, and I don't know if they'll find out at some point in time, but there are questions and thoughts about whether or not, you know, Donald Trump would be willing to do something to make a little money off of this. And so I don't know if they'll be able to uncover any of those things, but none of this, the sad thing about it, Sandy, is none of this will prevent him from running for president.
Well, that's right. I mean, the fact is that those who wrote the Constitution, and it's the Constitution that sets the standards for holding public office, at least at the U.S. federal government level, doesn't provide that there's any kind of constraint on being able to hold office, even if you've been convicted of a felony and are in jail. So, you know, there is a ridiculous sense of what could happen in that, you know, he could be convicted, incarcerated, elected president, and the federal government would have to try and figure out how an inmate operates as president. Now, I'm confident that were that to happen, I think everyone believes that president sitting in jail would try to pardon himself. And then we'd have the Supreme Court put into the rock and hard spot position of having to decide the hard case of whether a convicted president sitting in a federal White House penitentiary could pardon himself.
Sandy, it just all seems to be unreal, right? And it's only
No one would even buy the novel if it had this as the plot line, because they'd say, wow, that's really science fiction.
Well, you know, and it is because, and no other person could you possibly see could make this happen other than Donald Trump, right? I mean, you wouldn't think of any other person who's risen to the level of power that Donald Trump has ever being caught in a web like this, right? It is just only him, who he is, and that's where we are. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. What say you? We'll be right back.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO.
608-949-8989.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery, it's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org, justdane.org.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareINC.com to learn more.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 79. This afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, west winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 77, a blend of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday, storms possible both days. Another look at the short range, high of 79 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So Sandy, before we leave this, how do you, because again, there are those who again think that the reason this is happening is solely because of the fear that that people have of Donald Trump regaining the presidency of the United States. You know, when Richard Nixon, I remember Richard Nixon and what transpired during his term and during his time. And he certainly had people who believed in him and did not want to see that happen. But I don't think to the degree of these people who support Donald Trump, Sandy. They're certainly...
I don't think...
Go ahead.
Well, I just don't think Nixon was a charismatic leader with a following, with a personal following. I think he was a political leader. At that point in time, at least the Republican Party still had a much stronger grip on things. And I think as well that Nixon was someone who had a view of himself that wasn't, he didn't have the same level of self-promotion. I mean, you know, he resigned. He saw the writing on the wall. He didn't put the country through the process of an impeachment hearing. Because I think he had an understanding of the import of what it meant to the country. So, you know, did I think he was a good guy? No, I thought he was a bad guy. But did he do the right thing when ultimately push came to shove? He did, you know, in terms of resigning instead of putting the country into the process that would be all lose, no win for the country at large. It might be a personal win. But, you know, the notion that this is being done to keep Trump from having a political following or losing his political, I think everybody who analyzes this on both sides of the aisle understand that if anything, this is going to help Trump in terms of getting his following to be more activated and for him to raise more money. The last time he was indicted, he got a whole bunch of
money.
Well, he's raising money as we speak. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Errol. Thank you for your time and your wonderful program. I changed history in this America and all the parts of the world. 1989, a lady I love very much, I couldn't handle her violence, and I had her arrested. And women that I dated in my earlier espionage college days came to her aid and encouraged her to lie. It was a blood issue, what the Bible talks about. And they told her to lie while she's looking at time in prison, and her 15-year-old son would commit suicide being away from her. So it was a small world. These women, I knew them, but they didn't know me because I was looking like some kind of Hell's Angel outlaw type person when they see me when I had her arrested. But before that, I was looking like a lady back in the 60s and 70s. So the terrorists actually come to me and they asked me, is my country that stupid? A gentleman having a lady arrested. And I said, my name is a man without a country. It's not stupid. It's effing stupid. So made it real easy for the Twin Towers to come down and the Pentagon and a war to start that could not ever be won at all. Thank you for your time. Keep up the good work.
Okay? Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, good morning, Earl. Finally, somebody's brave enough to do the deal. We have been watching this man get away with a lot of things that we would never tolerate in our wildest dreams throughout our lifetimes. I am so thankful. It's like I I'm not gleeful, but God darn it, laws are laws. This man, who has the highest office in our country, I'm sorry, but his behaviors have been immoral. His behaviors have been disgusting. He has really been bad toward women. He this kind of man. I'm so thankful that I've been watching, I've been reading documents, and this man has gotten away with so many things. And the thing that really disgusts me, I'm sorry to say such a mean word, disgusting, are those people that continue, and I'm talking about the leadership, that continue to make excuses and stand by this man when they know darn well what he has done. And to support him yet, they should be thinking of our country first and the people in our country. And that's really all I got to say, but I'm relieved to say, and I can't wait till he is locked behind bars. I hope he is. And I hope that those people that are aiding and abetting are all held accountable because they've been misleading and hurting our public more than anything, so that, anyway.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, your thoughts quickly?
Well, I think she expresses what a lot of people feel. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who feel the flip side of that. And so that's this rock and hard spot I'm talking about. This is a lose-lose proposition as far as the American democracy is concerned. It makes me more upset with Donald Trump, the fact that he individually has accomplished putting our country into this very difficult position. And the people who are bringing the indictment against him are doing it reluctantly, okay? They are not doing it because they're enthusiastic about doing this. They know exactly what's going to happen to the country as a result of it.
You know, Sandy, the other side of this is, and Gene, this doesn't mean that, they've got him dead to rights and he's going to really pay a price for this. It's still a battle, right?
Well, the indictment's in Florida, right? So yeah. the jury panel will be a bunch of Floridians and it will reflect the views of Floridians. And so, yeah. Yeah, no one is ever convicted for sure before a trial. Look at O.J. Simpson, right?
Right. Okay, Sandy, got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay.